from what I understand, you had the songs ready to go. You're almost done. And then there was a split in the camp. You and The Edge, you and Adam. You guys didn't... Larry, you and Adam felt it wasn't quite ready. And Bono, you and The Edge felt that it was almost ready to go. What caused that divide, essentially?
It wasn't really like that. There was a feeling that the songs hadn't reached their potential. There's some pretty lousy drumming and the bass at the time. It was hard to get excited because we were trying to play these complex time signatures like the jazz fusion act that we really are, and they just weren't up to it. So we went back to some plain old rock and roll,
and that's what we got.
That's what we got. All
right. And your version?
You two don't make records like anybody else, and there's always going to be pushing and shoving, and some people feel that it's more ready than it is, and you can't make music by committee, but we generally make music by if there's no argument about its true value as a song,
right.
And I think Bono and Edge particularly have been down the mine. Working hard on
Yellow
the stuff.
Yellow
Helmet, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And an Edge, in fairness, had been experimenting with his guitar. So I think after a long time, we were working with Chris at the time, and it had gone on a little too long, and Edge was working like overtime, just trying to put things together. And in the end, we just didn't all agree that it was as close as we thought. And it was at that stage we thought, well, there's only two things to do here. There's only one thing to do here, and that is actually stop and take another look at this in the cold light of day. And that's what we did, and we decided at that time that, Chris Thomas was very good at the things that we were very good at, and we got some really great stuff done. But we have, some serious weaknesses. And Chris... they weren't his expertise, those areas that were weak in. So we asked Steve Lillywhite to come in and help us out, and he did. And we decided then that the songs that we had, that we would take them and redo them,
right.
With some new ideas, and that's what happened. I don't think it's not as clear-cut as you described. It wasn't like an us and them situation. It's the way we make decisions on everything. We always go at it. In the end, we try and do the best thing, whatever's best, whatever's right.